So this is your friend Dan again. It's Saturday night in Little Saigon in Seattle, and I have been pondering the death of John McCain because I'm being told that he was a great statesman and someone I should be concerned for. Let's pass up the subject that I once served in uniform. I'm deeply ashamed of having done that, being that fucking stupid. And let's pass up the fact that I have no respect for the whole empire bullshit that somehow, because the United States controls the world, it must continue to control the world. That kind of nonsense doesn't sell with me. And with respect to John McCain, to my knowledge, whether it's Afghanistan, and think about that for a second. Think about 9/11. Right now, there are Al-Qaeda forces in Idlib, the last holdout of that bullshit that Obama started in Syria. There are Al-Qaeda forces in Syria that our government is currently supporting. Now think back to 9/11. If you believe the story, if you believe the bullshit, who was it that flew the planes into the buildings? Yeah, that was supposedly, the plan was designed by who? Osama bin Laden, and that was what? Oh yeah, Al-Qaeda. So no, I don't buy any of this bullshit any longer. And John McCain has a lot of blood on his hands. I mean, he's no longer with us, so the blood is in the grave, but he didn't go to the grave as some kind of hero, and he didn't go to the grave as a great statesman. He did not go to the grave making the world a better place. He went to the grave being partially responsible, not solely, but kind of being a great PR man for all these terrible fucking wars that have killed so many fucking people. That is the heritage, the legacy, the thing to recall about Senator John McCain, now deceased. He was a warmonger. He sold war. Now, I don't care if some of you are atheists. I'm a Christian. I don't care. I actually was at Westlake today, Westlake Center, and an African American gentleman told me that because I'm white, I can't actually get into heaven. So clearly, there's a lot of religious confusion out there, and I'm not here to sell religion. But what I will tell you is that if you consider yourself a Christian, like you say to yourself, "I'm a Christian. I follow the golden rule. And I have no Lord but Jesus," then exactly why the fuck would you support any of these stupid fucking wars? I mean, ignore the fact that you don't really know when they're telling you the truth. We know that they lie. We know that, for example, the Gulf of Tonkin, which more or less, was the false flag to kick off the major phase of the Vietnam War, we know for a fact the Gulf of Tonkin was bullshit. That is a matter of historical record. Now, at the time, if you said the Gulf of Tonkin was bullshit, people think you were crazy. And you need to remember that in the weeks and months ahead, vis-a-vis 9/11, because yeah, if you told people during that period of time that the Gulf of Tonkin was bullshit, they would say you're crazy. They might even punch you in the face. So what I'm going to tell you is that if you believe the 9/11 bullshit, then we have no fucking business arming Al-Qaeda to topple one of the few secular leaders in that part of the world who isn't a total douche, Mr. Assad in Syria. We have no business supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria. It is immoral. There's a police siren. It's immoral on so many levels. But let's say you're like me and you think 9/11 was probably bullshit and pretty much about, kicking off that next phase of American empire. If you're like me, then you look at it and you say, this is just another horrific nightmare. This is the legacy of John McCain. So if you see someone posting stuff on Twitter, for example, someone who gave up on social media but might have cooked up an account today just to fuck with people. If you see a crazy ass clown by the name of Dr. Freckles saying that John McCain is now burning in hell, you need to understand, I believe in hell, okay? You don't have to believe in hell, which means John McCain's just rotting in a grave. But I believe in hell. I do not know if I'm going to heaven or hell, but I do know this with certainty. People that promulgate war, people that profit off of war, People that honor war above all things, these people go to hell. They don't go to heaven. I'm really sorry to fucking let you on the secret, but no, you will not be welcome in heaven for having murdered a lot of people. You really, really won't. And while I want to be sympathetic to veterans, and I will tell you this, I try to be sympathetic to veterans, part of the step in the process is for veterans to realize they were lied to. They were lied to, they were taken advantage of, and they were made to do things in their roles, even in the roles that may not seem significant. They were made to do things in support of an empire that is evil. Whatever you want to say, this is not a free republic. I probably was born into the empire. It just seemed like there were fewer, you know, fewer alarms and buzzers and shockers back then. There were fewer things that restricted your freedom. But I was born into this fucking empire. So no, please, by all means, please, please, and yes, you need to know my true feelings about John McCain is that he is burning in hell. I don't care about how sad and lovable Meghan McCain might be. I really don't give a fuck about Meghan McCain. You know, here in Little Saigon, I probably am more concerned about the homeless people I see than fucking Meghan McCain. And my God, that's a phrasing issue. John McCain sold war. John McCain sold death. John McCain was a wonderful ad guy, marketing guy, for the worst features of the human soul, the human mind. So no, I do not mourn his death. I mourn that there was a time in my life when I respected him. I mourn that at one time I thought he was someone to be lauded. That's what I mourn, that I was that fucking stupid when I was young. But I will never mourn him, the warmonger. And that's signing off from Little Saigon. Good night.